Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
To share the load. The Bible gives an example in Exodus chapter 17. Look it up when you get a chance. About Moses, when the children of Israel was fighting Amalek. Amalek came up to fight Israel, and Moses stood in front of the people with the rod of God.
Hallelujah.
And when he lifted that rod of God up, the Amalekites were being defeated. The Israelites were winning. But you know what? That was a long battle. Moses' arms got tired. And then, can you just see him holding the rod of God up?
Yes.
He's just holding the rod of God up.
Uh-huh.
And Israel just winning. They're beating those Amalek.
Uh-huh.
Then his hands going down. Amalek start winning. So Aaron and Hur see that Moses, when his hands go up, Israel is winning.
Yeah.
But when they're coming down, they're losing. So they say, wow, let's share the burden. So what did they do? They got a rock, a stone, the Bible says. They set Moses on the stone. Aaron was on one side and Hur was on the other one. And they uplifted Moses' hand. And boy, they whipped those Amalek, and the rest is history. Sharing the burden. Sharing the burden. They could have said, Moses, we'll pray for you that your hand can stay up. But they actually took action. And shared the burden. When we share the burdens of others, what can we do for Christ? That was a major victory for Israel. And then they saw the power of God.
Amen.
They was able to help one another. This week, you're going to see someone going through something. You're going to see it. And if your spirit touches you and say, wow, that brother's going through something, jump in and help him out. I'll give you a quick example. I was in this store. It's called Smoothie King. Anybody ever heard of that?
No.
Well, you get smoothies. And I ordered 4 smoothies. That's a lot of money. They're about $5 a each.
Yeah.
So I ordered these smoothies. And then the guy before me paid for my order. He didn't even know me. He was just sharing. And I get to the register ready to pay. It was going to be about $23. And the lady say, oh, the gentleman in front of you paid for your order. Wow! Praise the Lord. I was so excited. But then the people behind me were so excited. Say, that was wonderful. Sharing a burden. And that saved me money. I got a family. That was huge.
Amen.
Sharing the burden. What can you do to show compassion to somebody this week? Think about that.
Amen.
If the Lord showed you that person going through something, it was for a reason, for you to see, and what can I do? What can I do to help that person? So think about opportunities to display Christ, to let Christ come out. Because whenever we see somebody through something and we don't do nothing, we are hindering the Spirit.
Amen.
Hindering the Spirit. All right, so that is sharing your burden. The next thing I want to talk about is in Psalms 55, verse 22. Psalms 55, verse 22. Let me get there real quick. So we talked about shouldering our burden. We talked about sharing our burden. And here's the one I want to talk about here. Psalms 55, verse 22. Here's what it says. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Praise God there. So when we have a burden there, 1 Peter says this, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Just think about that burden he asked you to shoulder. That burden to share. And then he simply says, cast it on me. Wow. What a great thing we have when we can cast all our cares upon the Lord. Because we know that he designed it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.